Ross said, oh, this is a very obvious kind of sentence, but I've never noticed it before. Mary told him to do something. He said, I couldn't with the blanket on my face. And what this, of course, has is a structure, which is an ellipsis and then a relative clause.
It quit.
No, it didn't. Okay. A relative clause that has sort of, the structure is I couldn't do it given that I had a blanket on my face, in other words. That structure, that's the first time I've ever noticed the structure. It may have been around before.
You've got pause in there.
Okay, undid pause.
Okay, Marky.
This one, and this one,
okay, just a minute, Mark's sponging off all the tiles, and he said all the ones by themselves are clean. Is that right, Marky?
Yeah.
And that means all the ones that have been placed in little piles all by themselves are clean. Mark's sponging off all the tiles. And you can just leave it there. We'll talk some more.
Okay.
Okay, now
these are clean.
Which ones are clean? Can you point to it? Show me which ones are clean so I know.
Okay. This one, that one.
They're all clean?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that? And have you got them all ready to go up on the wall?
Not all of them are ready.
But I want you to remember, don't touch the big red pot of glue.
Big
red pot of ceramic tile adhesive.
Yeah.
What are these things we're putting up on the wall, Mark?
Ceramic tile adhesive.
What?
Oh, no, no.
No, what are the names of these things that we're putting on the wall? Are they blocks or what are they? What are they, Mark?
Ceramics.
Ceramics?
Yeah.
What does a tile look like? Have you ever seen a tile? What is
it's
a tile?
That.
What's a tile?
That.
Is that a tile?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know what a tile is, don't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oopsie.
And that gooky, gloppy white stuff is the adhesive for the ceramic tile.
Yeah.
Daddy's making a gooky, gloppy mess with that gooky,
is
gloppy.
Is it hot?
Stuff.
No.
No. No, it's not burning hot.
No.
It's not hot at all. It's a gloop. Daddy is glooping it all over.
Where's the clean sponge?
Let me put tiles on real quick.
Marky, Daddy could use that clean sponge.
Yeah. I could use that. Yeah. I could use that clean sponge.
Starting to get to my eyes. My eyes starting to get up.
Bernie?
Yeah. I need the clean sponge.
This will be enough for now.
I need the clean sponge.
Maybe Mark shouldn't get in here.
Why?
He might get burny to his eyes. His eyes might get too burny from it. May 8th. And Mary's going to tell him how Ross rescued her.
Okay. Well, Brian came in the door and was upset because the route wasn't finished. And Ross told Brian not to be hard on me.
Yeah, something like that.
Basically that. I mean, don't be so hard on Mother. She's had a rough day.
I said one.
And Brian questioned it. Wasn't going to let him slide with an easy explanation. But anyway, so Brian said why, and I think Ross said, don't ask, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or she just did. She had a rough day. She had a hard day.
Mm.
But anyway, the whole idea was that Ross really, all by himself, it was not a put-up job.
Right.
He defended me. Defended. What was so hard about Mom's day?
Yeah, and she said, what was so hard? And he said, well, she had to spend all her time with us. And we kept her very busy, which is probably true. Is that true, Mary? Had you taken them somewhere to get donuts or something?
No, I hadn't taken them anywhere.
But that she had spent a lot of time messing with the boys, and that's why she had to. She hadn't had time to do the grounding. It's probably true.
This is, I'd say it's not the first time, but it's certainly the clearest time that Ross has ever come to someone's defense, right? In a totally instigated by himself, and did it very convincingly. And we think that he's been getting practice at school with a kid who has been picked on by everyone else, and Ross has befriended this particular child. We know that from his teacher, that Ross has been very supportive of a new kid at school, in class, who's been having troubles, like he's been running away from the playground and stuff, and Ross has befriended this kid, and I guess he's been explaining his actions to the other kids and telling the other kids to not treat him so rough, because the other kids have been treating this other kid, the new kid, making fun of him. So I guess we suspect that Ross has been getting practice and is getting really good at defending the underdog.
Mark was responding to a story. I was reading a story about a little boy who said mean things to another boy, and he said, you know what, I'd really like to kick him. I mean, you know, I kind of frowned, and he said, you know, I'm glad he's not in real life. And I said, uh-huh. And he said, you know what, I really, you know, I had fun at Aaron's house. I don't know what that meant. I really don't. But in any case, that's the way Mark's mind works.
Oh, Mark, put on his socks. He says, I'm putting on them. That very typical error, and I'm surprised to see he's still making them.
Marky, you little baby, you want to go pee in the toilet or you want to go pee in your bed? And he said, oh, that's funny, Daddy. And he said, I'm glad I didn't go poop like when I was a little baby and I went poop on our rug. And I said, do you remember that, Mark? And he said, oh, yeah, I remember that. I said, why'd you do it, Mark? And he said, I don't know why. I was just a little bad boy. And he laughed. And it was really clear that he didn't remember this. This was something he did when he was two.
A little bit too dumb.
Yeah, and do you have any reason why you did it?
I don't know. Maybe it was just...
Do you know how old you were? Do you know how old you were? Two. You just turned two. Maybe not even two, about one and a half. You were pretty young. You really remember it, huh? It's true, we did have a rug then.
Yeah. But it was blue. Except it was a little bit darker.
No, it wasn't blue, Mark. It was brown. Now let's go to bed.
Yeah, it was.
Mark said, if you stood up in the north in one place for 5 years, you'd die. I said, yeah, from the freezing cold. And I said, how'd you like to leave
live up in the frozen Arctic. He said, no way. Well, I said, how do the Eskimos do it? How do the Eskimos do it? And I said, they're tough and they wear a lot of clothes. And I said, how'd you like to live in the burning hot desert? And he said, no way. And Ross said, I think we'll stay right here. I'd like to stay right here in Pittsburgh. Right here. And I said, in Pittsburgh. He said, yeah. And Marcy said, except that then we wouldn't get involved in the army. In other words, if you were in the desert, you wouldn't get involved in the army, right, Mark?
No, if you were here, you wouldn't get involved in the army.
Is that what you meant, Mark?
And you wouldn't get involved in drunks.
In drunks?
And,
yeah.
Oh, and, what do you call them?
Drugs.
Yeah, drugs.
Okay, is that true?
Like cigarettes and,
mm-hmm.
and all. And you won't get involved in guns.
Hey.
Oh, gotta see if this testing is right.
Just a baby.
Not working. The battery's right now.
Now, and then Mark said, do all countries have armies?
All countries have to have armies.
No, not the little ones. They don't have armies.
And we can take them over.
Well, we're very careful. Some countries we're very careful with. But you're right. The reason that they have armies is because people think that you can take them over.
Take them over?
And armies, in the old days, the armies made some sense. But now the people have nuclear bombs.
Wait a second. And your country is a free country.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we ask everybody else to become part of it and be free?
And then that would be the end of the problems, right?
Yeah.
I know, we've thought about that. But they don't think that we mean business. They think we're just trying to trick them. Yeah, they do. They think we're just trying to trick them. You know, our country's pretty good, but you know we dropped a nuclear bomb on some people once.
We did.
We dropped it on the Japanese.
They're pretty enemy right now, I guess.
No. They forgave us. But it wasn't a very nice thing to do, was it?
You mean one of this family did it?
No, one of our country did it.
I was allowed to have the last vote.
They had a war. They had a war.
There was a tie, and there was one more vote. Mm. I would vote for the other guy.
Mondale?
Yeah, Mondale.
Oh, it's too late for that, Ross. Reagan's back in. And he hasn't brought any peace yet, but we're waiting. We hope that someday something will happen.
Yeah, and we've got 4 years of
this. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Peace
okay, now.
Record.
Okay, now you guys go to sleep, okay?
I voted to keep alive Reagan.
You want to keep
except
him alive?
Except he got shot with a bullet in him. Except he got...
He got well, though. He got well.
He got... Except the doctor fixed
his operation.
The doctors fixed him.
Mark, he wasn't even punching you.
Well, he was going like that.
Real little. He was doing real little ones. Scoot over, Ross. Anyway, it's time for both of you to go to bed now. Good night, boys. Wait, just a minute. See, I just needed to record this. Okay, I'm having trouble with the... volume receptor. But anyway, Mark said... Mark had a penny, and he said, let me put it in my box. Bank. And then I'll see how much money I have once I put this in. Which is that first use of once in that sense. Oh, you mean of American money?
Yeah.
No, you have a big 50 cents. No, you have more than that. First of all, here's two more pennies. And then you have a big 50 cents piece you got from your Aunt Jen. Great Aunt Jen.
somebody and you think it's wrong, would you just go and do it? Do you think it's right to kill people? Then why wouldn't you just go do it? I mean, I tell you to do it. Is that a choice? Do you have a choice? Do you have a choice to do it if I tell you to do it?
Anyway, what we said a little bit earlier, we were talking about this, and Ross